she goes again. She's tied it up.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Wall Street is bracing for a lower opening with uncertainty over tariffs with China, and a new tariff takes effect today on imported kitchen cabinets, furniture, and lumber. A survey finds 32% of small businesses had job openings they could not fill last month, couldn't find qualified people. Day 14, government shutdown, no talks planned, no end in sight. President Trump back in Washington after celebrating the hostages' release in Israel. There's already a snag.
Most of the deceased hostages were not returned as expected. The bodies of 28 people were supposed to be released by Hamas, those killed over the course of the war, including two Americans, Omar Neutra and Itai Chen. But only four have been handed back so far to be identified and buried by their families.
ABC's Ian Panel in Tel Aviv. Five Palestinians were shot dead today by Israeli forces who say they got too close. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Tad Aylin. A bill circulating at the state capitol would lift the cap on compensation for those who are wrongly incarcerated. The annual compensation would increase from $5,000 to $50,000 and place that overall cap at $1 million. Wisconsin hasn't increased the cap since 1980. If you have outstanding electric and gas utility bills, the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin encourages you to make payment arrangements with your provider or apply for financial assistance before the annual winter heating disconnection moratorium begins on November 1st. And fall activities have returned to state parks across Wisconsin. Candlelight hikes, fall festivals, and numerous other seasonal events will be held through the rest of October and November at Wisconsin State Park System properties. A full calendar of events can be found on the DNR's website. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny with highs around 64. Rain is likely tonight, a low around 48. And some showers for Wednesday with a high near 60. Pockets of heavy rain possible. For Wednesday night, clouds in 48. Thursday, chance of showers in 68. For the best barbecue all year round, it's Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 38 degrees.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily, brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. Here is George Michael on Max FM.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body.
Another who tied me down to the lover boy rules.
Yeah.
I gotta have faith.
Connected to our community like no one else.
We are your hometown station.
99.7 Max FM.
And more when I'm gone. Three Doors Down. It is 8:10 on Tuesday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Emily and I have been talking about the Halloween costumes and some of the fun ones and some of the goofy ones. And we did get a couple more texts in. We also had someone text in saying they wore their Baraboo High School letter jacket and a scary mask with lighted fingers. Similar to Michael Jackson's Thriller, it was scary for an adult party. went to volunteer at a community kids event, and a couple of parents said that it was a little too scary for the kids. So, yeah, totally can see that one. Also, one of our listeners texted in.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is. And then the other one that got texted in was from our friend Becky of when we were all a little bit younger, dressed up as M&Ms, and yeah, we were having a lot of fun that night. So purple, blue, and orange M&Ms, and then we met a crazy green M&M later on that night. We'll just leave that at that. And one year we went.
I saw you in an M&M costume, Dave. I saw a picture of that, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it's on our text line.
Is there photo evidence of this?
Yes. Oh, yeah, it's on our text line if you take a look. So it's there.
Oh, good. So I'll go ahead and put that up on social media for everyone.
Yeah. No, probably not. This one we won't. And then one year we went as a judge. And yeah, that was quite a wild night. Whoever let me have a gavel, probably not the greatest of ideas. And then add some adult libations in there as well. Yeah. We'll just leave it at that. You had one more you wanted to mention before we get into the scariest city names.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, well, I had an adult one and a kid one. The kid one, I'll do it super quick. The kid one was, I was baby Pac-Man. So my mom made a full-on cardboard Pac-Man costume, which I fit into. I mean, the thing was huge. I was probably only five. And then I had a little ponytail sticking out the top, just like how baby Pac-Man had. And then it was, you know, painted yellow and eye holes. That's all I could see. My arms are sticking out. And then I had with me, I carried a little bag of sweet tarts or sprees, actually, back in the day. They were those ones that were a little more sour that looked like the candies that Pac-Man gobbles up as he goes around. So it was adorable. I was a really cute kid. So just saying, it was really cute. It was a lot of effort on my mom's part, and it was an awesome costume. I was super proud of that one. And then as a grown-up, I did, if anyone's ever seen Alfred Hitchcock's the Birds movie, right? There is a woman who gets attacked by birds. And back then, and it was like the 60s, they would wear these kind of pantsuits. And so wasn't a pantsuit, kind of like a dress up suit, but for a woman. So it was like all buttoned over the top. I had gotten one vintage from a thrift store, covered that thing in blood, and then went to the craft store, which sells giant fake birds, which is kind of frightening that they sell these at the craft store to put in your wreaths. I don't know why you would put a frightening giant like raven in your wreath, but they had all different colors or all different sizes, I should say, of these creepy black birds that were fake. And I made a way for the birds to essentially stand out from my body looking like they were coming at me. Like, so I fashioned this thing with coat hangers. So I had like 15 birds coming at me, sticking out of my costume. And then I had blood and gore on my face and then all over the suit, and my hair was all crazy, looked like I was attacked by birds. And I won a Halloween costume contest for that one. I'm so proud of that. So that was pretty cool. I think I was about 25, and that one definitely takes the Halloween cake, if you will. So yeah, we had some fun with our costumes, many, many more, but we'll go on to the spookiest place in every state. So we're Halloween all day in this show.
We are. Today is National Face Your Fears Day. And one way to celebrate is take a road trip through the country to the creepiest places. A website put a list of the spookiest places in America together. And here's what they came up from every state. We'll move through these quickly because there's 50 of them. Alabama, Spooky Hollow Road. Alaska, Dead Man Lake. Arizona, Skull Mesa. Arkansas, Witcherville. California, Styx. Emily, what was Colorado's scariest city?
Cannonball Plateau. Yikes. No, Cannibal. Sorry. I can't read this morning. Cannibal makes a little bit more sense. In Connecticut, Satan's Kingdom State Park. Delaware, Slaughter Beach. Florida, Coffin's Patch. Georgia, Slaughter Mountain. And Hawaii, Devastation Trail. Moving on, if you're just joining us, we are talking about the spookiest place name in every state. So could be a park, could be a city, could be a road. Dave, why don't you continue on with Idaho?
Idaho is Bone. Illinois, Bloody Gulch Road. Again, we're talking about scariest city or places by state. Indiana, Gnawbone. Iowa, Spirit Lake. Kansas, Hell Creek. Kentucky, Hell for Certain. Louisiana, Transylvania. Again, we're talking about the scariest cities or places in each state. Emily, what is in Maine?
Montecur Pond. Yikes, I don't want to go swimming there.
No.
Maryland, it's the Grave Run. Massachusetts, the Bloody Pond. Definitely not going swimming there. No. Yikes. In Michigan, it's just straight up hell. And every time you go there, you hear that laughter in the background. Yeah. Oh, in Minnesota, you might hear that at Castle Danger. Moving on to Mississippi, Dave, what is it called there?
Shivers. And we get to Missouri again. We're talking about the scariest places in each state. Missouri is Devil's Elbow, Montana, Dead Man Gulch, Nebraska, Blood Creek, Nevada, Devil's Hole. And what is New Hampshire, the scariest places by state, Emily?
Yikes, Bloody Point. Picture this way up high, too. That sounds really scary. New Jersey, the scariest place name is Ghost Lake. New Mexico, Burned Death Wash.
Okay.
New York, Execution Rocks. Okay, yeah, keep me away from that. We are talking about the scariest named places in each state. We're moving through in the ends. North Carolina is Devil's Courthouse. North Dakota is Knife River. What's in Ohio, Dave?
All right, again, we're talking about scariest places by each state. Well, of course, we're saving Wisconsin to last. Ohio, Gore Orphanage Road. Oklahoma is Dead Woman Crossing.
Come on.
Wow. Again, talking about the scariest place in each state. Oregon, Murderer's Creek. Not going anywhere near there. Pennsylvania, Devil's Den. And in Rhode Island, Smallpox Trail. Again, we're talking about the scariest places in each state. Emily, what is in South Carolina?
The Gravedigger Road, y'all. I don't want to go there either.
Nope.
Oh, in South Dakota, it's Punished Woman's Lake. Great. What does this go back to? Like, the witch trials? Like, what is going on?
Right.
Tennessee, Skull Bone. We are talking about the scariest places and their names in each 50 states. We are on to Texas. Dead Man's Pass, everybody. Utah, Goblin Valley State Park. Vermont, Popple Dungeon Road. What's Virginia, Dave?
All right, again, we're talking about the scariest places in each state. And in Virginia, Bloody Run Creek, Washington, Mount Terror, West Virginia, Maggoty Run, Wyoming, Death Canyon. And all right, we're talking about the scariest places in each state. Wisconsin, Witch's Gulch.
Witch's Gulch, everybody. And is that somewhere near Baraboo? I feel like it should be.
Well, all right. So, Witch's Gulch. Now, so I'm going to just, I want to make sure I get this completely accurate here. So, I've got a few notes here. So, give me just one second.
That's okay. While David
it is. I've got it already here. Oh, no, I have it here. So, it is a scenic slot canyon in the Wisconsin Dells, and it's only accessible by boat tours like the Upper Dells Boat Tour. So that
go.
Is
see?
So it's just outside
right
of Wisconsin
corner.
Dells. And so I want to make sure I said that correctly. So, no, I knew where that was at. I just wanted to make sure how it was accessible. So, yeah, Witch's Gulch. Now, there, CNN also has a list of the three spookiest cities in the U.S., Emily, and what are those?
Those are Savannah. Oh, wait. Yes. Savannah, Georgia, Salem, Massachusetts. No surprise there. And New Orleans, Louisiana. There is also a really haunted place, Alton, Illinois. Yeah, it's in Illinois. I've been there. It's at the very southern tip of Illinois, right across the river from St. Louis. And it is super haunted. They've got some great tours and weird old buildings. I stayed in one of them. So weird place, but close to here. So, I mean, you can get down there in a couple, 6 hours. So yeah, creepy stuff all over. Loving this theme. We are talking about the spookiest name in every state, which is Gulch is here in Wisconsin. Well, very, very close to where we are in Baraboo.
Well, there's one that didn't make the list and Marty texted it in as well. What about Devil's Lake?
Well, what the?
You know, we got Devil's Lake right here in Baraboo. And, you know, there is Devil's Cave at Devil's Lake. So, yes. So, and there's another Devil's Lake. I think it's Colorado as well, if I remember correctly. So, yeah, a lot of scary places. So, you know, it's National Face Your Fears Day. We thought we'd give you the list of the 50 places to go in every single state if you'd like to accomplish that. So, that was the spookiest place name. In every state. No, Emily.
That'd be a fun trip.
You're going to be back
from state to state and visiting these places. How much fun would that be?
It would be. It sounds like an interesting road trip. So there you go. If you want that full list, text us and let us know. Emily, you'll be back with us at 8:40 as we celebrate some calendar days.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. Coming up, we are going to have a look at our community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo and Belinda Carlisle and Cool and the Gang on Max FM. Hungry for a deal that will make your taste buds dance? Swing by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. This month, grab a large specialty pizza for just $12.99 or two medium pizzas for $22. Got little ranch hands? Kids eat free on Tuesday nights. And don't forget, Thursday is wing night. Saucy, spicy, and oh so delicious. Find Pizza Ranch at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or give them a call at 608-448-2215. That's Pizza Ranch, where every bite is a home run.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. It's time once again for the Fall Art Tour. This will be happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 17th through the 19th, from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. This self-guided driving tour will take you to the private studios of fine artists all around the Baraboo, Spring Green, Dodgeville, and Mineral Point areas. These artists and craftsmen include painters, sculptors, potters, weavers, jewelers, goldsmiths, glass artists, woodworkers, quilters, and more. Excellent maps and signs will guide you through the countryside at the height of the fall season. As you meet and talk with the artists, watch them demonstrate their work and see artworks being created. There'll also be a wide variety of artwork available for purchase at every price range. Again, this is going to be happening Friday through Sunday, the 17th, 18th, and 19th from 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Find all the details and get that map by going to fallarttour.com. And on Saturday, October 18th, Mirror Lake State Park will be hosting their Halloween Mystery Candlelight Hike. Hike along an easy one-mile torchlit trail and discover clues to help solve the mystery of who the special guest is, and then meet them at the end. When you're not on the trail, you can enjoy hot chocolate and goodies around a roaring campfire. It's a free event, but a state park sticker is required. This will be happening on Saturday, October 18th, and it starts at 6 p.m. And on Wednesday, October 22nd, there's going to be a crime and safety meeting. This will be held at 6:30 at Relly's Tray Bistro and Speakeasy, hosted by Amber Giddings. Opportunity to discuss business and crime, as well as safety issues in the city of Baraboo. It's a chance to get citizens engaged, to talk about the police department, and build positive community relations. Again, this will be held at 6:30. That's at 106 4th Avenue in Baraboo on October 22nd. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
Your hometown station, Max FM.
Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. They say.
It's all fun and games.
Till somebody tells on us.
Maximum Hits.
99.7.
Max FM.
What you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. What you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? What you gonna do? You wanna get down? What you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me.
Get down on it. By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
'Cause I heard all the people saying,
get down on it,
come on in,
get down on it.
If you really want it,
get down on it.
You gotta feel it,
get down on it,
get down on it,
get down on it.
Come on in. By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really won't take a chance? By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
'Cause I heard all the people saying,
get down on it, get down on it, get down on it, get down on it.
When you're dancing, what you gonna do?
Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on
if you really want it.
Get down on it.
You gotta feel it.
Get down on
get
it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
While you're dancing.
And more 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. The Jane's Journey Home for Dogs going to have a haunted trail for senior dogs. That is happening October 17th and 18th. You get a chance to help support a great cause and have a lot of fun doing it. For more information, go to Jane Journey's Home for Dogs Facebook page. And, you know, they're located right outside of Baraboo on County Road W. And this is something that we are proud to sponsor. And we want to help out those senior dogs in need. So go check out Jane's Journey Home for Dogs Facebook page for more information. Coming up, we're going to look at sports and weather on Max FM.
Hi, Craig here from the Baraboo Fresh Market. Your home for game day and fall flavor savings. Johnsonville, party pack brats, only $7.99. Stock up on Orv's Riser Crust Pizzas, three for just $9.99. In the bakery, fresh baked sugar cookies, just $3.99 a dozen. And over in the deli, four-piece hot and ready broasted chicken, just $4.99. And Kretschmar chicken off the bone, $7.99 a pound. Don't forget to check out our Oktoberfest and fall craft beers before they're gone. Swing by the Baraboo Fresh Market, 935 8th Street, where Baraboo shops fresh every week.
Get ready for spine-tingling action as you race around Wisconsin's only alpine coaster, the Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Brave the bewitching season every Friday and Saturday in October by riding the Ghoster Coaster through scary scenes and spooky characters. Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster is open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Fridays and Saturdays, 10 a.m. till 10 p.m. Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster, the ultimate thrill, near the heart of the Dells. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com for more.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
I'll send a phone to each of my four daughters to see who calls me first. I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Four lines for $90 a month and four of the latest phones for free. And we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular, now part of T-Mobile.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. That's right. We'll pay off your current contract, so switching has never been easier. Let our helpful staff assist you at U.S. Cellular, now part of T-Mobile, in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
It's the Brewers and the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. Game two of the NLCS coming up tonight here at American Family Field. The Dodgers winning a close one last night, 2-1. Milwaukee finally scoring in the bottom of the ninth off a Jackson Chourio sacrifice fly. The Brewers loading the bases with two outs, but Bryce Tarang struck out swinging at a high fastball. Christian Yelich after the game.
You know, once we kind of got some traffic out there and put some good at-bats together late and we gave ourselves a chance, you know, we were one swing away from kind of stealing that thing and, you know, made it interesting at the end. Obviously, wish we could have pulled it out, but, you know, we knew the series was going to be a battle. It was going to be a lot of close games. You know, this one didn't go our way, but we still got a long way to go.
NFL, the Packers begin for their trip to Arizona to play the Cardinals. On Sunday, Lucas Van Ness was carted off the field with a foot injury after sacking Bengals quarterback Joe Flacco and had an MRI.
We definitely avoided something serious, but how long he'll be out remains to be seen.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny with highs around 64. Rain is likely tonight, a low around 48, and some showers for Wednesday with a high near 60. Pockets of heavy rain possible. For Wednesday night, clouds in 48. Thursday, chance of showers in 68. For the best barbecue all year round, it's Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 39 at our studios.
Baraboo's Maximum Hits. 99.7 Max FM.
Sister Christian, oh, the time has come. And you know that you're the only one to say, okay. Where you go and what you looking for? You know those boys don't wanna play no more with you. It's true.
Motoring, watch your price for flight.
okay, okay. But you're motoring, yeah, motoring.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:40 on Tuesday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Let's take a look at our weather forecast today. Partly sunny, a high of 63. Tonight, showers are likely after midnight with a low of 48. Tomorrow, showers are likely to start the day mostly cloudy with a high right around 59 degrees tomorrow. Tomorrow night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, a low of 48. Thursday, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy, a high of 67. Friday, partly sunny and beautiful, a high of 76. Currently, it is 45 degrees outside of the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. As a reminder, 4th Street is closed between East Street and Mill Street due to some construction work that's taking place, so please find an alternate route in that area, and also be careful as you're driving down East Street as they're completing that work today. Now, Emily, it is October 14th, and let's take a look at calendar days, and what did you see on our list today?
Yeah, so there's some fun stuff on here. We already talked about Face Your Fears Day, and we've been kind of talking about that in terms of the spooky, the weird, the wild, and the wacky during this month of October for nothing other than Halloween. It is also National Dessert Day. That was in our show opener. I think that pretty much opens the door to, like, just eating the sweets today, just like going for it, right? Not necessarily like candy, but like the picture in that we get to share with you today by words is a beautiful chocolate cake covered in cherries and some cherry sauce, maybe some pecans or walnuts or something dripping off the side. Looks absolutely delicious. So I would definitely say get your just desserts today.
But yes.
In the way of actual dessert, not the just desserts, which is usually what you got coming to you.
Well, and that's exactly it. I mean, and desserts are something always good to celebrate. It is also Be Bald and Be Free Day. It is celebrated on October 14th to celebrate those who may be affected by baldness, either due to natural causes or medical treatments. And that's why it's being dedicated to being bald and beautiful. And you know what? Hair is only hair. That is the way I look at it. Whether it's you have hair, don't have hair, whether it's gray or what other colors it may happen to be, you know, celebrate being bald and be free today, Emily.
I think that's great. I also, it just always surprises me that they have not found a cure for this situation yet. I mean, the science and technology has gone real far. Come on. We've got AI. Can't figure it out. It surprises me. But Be Bald and Be Free Day, folks. It's what it is. And I love this. I wanted to talk a little bit about Ada Lovelace Day. Speaking of science, technology, and AI, if people don't know who she is, they definitely should know. She is a daughter of Lord Byron. Ada Lovelace is widely known as the first person to recognize the potential of early computers and publish what is known as an algorithm. Before most others, Lovelace recognized that computers could do more than simply number crunching, opening the door to complex functions and ushering in the modern era of computing. So she, this is celebrated this week, more yesterday and today, but she also, on top of, you know, the discoveries, created the algorithm, just kind of understanding science and technology and what computers could become for us. She also, so today, really does highlight the achievements of women in science and technology, engineering and mathematics. Launched in 2009, a celebration of women in STEM promotes the programs and encourage girls and women to pursue careers in STEM. So yes, she is widely known, but not widely enough. I think that there's probably not enough credit given to that lady. So let's celebrate Ada Lovelace. And, you know, we may not have the computers that we know today without her. So it's pretty awesome. Dave, what else do you see? I mean,
Well, and there's
I don't know anything about.
Well, and that's why I'm looking at Iris Film Festival, and they have a picture of 3D glasses on here. So I'm like, what is Iris Film Festival? It's the internationally largest short film, LGBT short film prize celebrated in October this year. It'll be held from October 14th to the 19th, and it takes place in Cardiff every year on a week chosen by the festival's company. So it's a week that's chosen just completely at random, and they film, and the award is $30,000 to the award-winning filmmaker. So that will help them make their next film. So imagine that, creating a film, and they judge them, and then whoever the winner is gets $30,000 to create their next film. That is pretty cool.
That's awesome, because film festivals are so special, right? Because they really do give opportunity to indie filmmakers. So some of the stuff you see in the theater are not the things, they don't represent all the things that are being made out there that are incredibly creative and awesome. So yeah, film fest, I always like when films that I try to find interesting or kind of look into have won awards at film fests, because then you know that they're interesting, different, and really good. So I really do appreciate that. And it is also National I Love You Day. Hey, everybody, I love you. Seriously, for real. We love our listeners. Love you, Dave. Love Civic Media. Love the morning show. So much love to share about, you know, this opportunity that I have been given being here every morning with you guys. So thank you so much. And also thank you for like the awesome engagement lately. Like, you guys out there have been chatting us up, leaving voice memos, sending in texts about different things, different likes and dislikes with food. Shall I say taco toppings and or Halloween costumes or whatever it is we're kind of chatting it up about in the morning. So we really appreciate that. Keep it coming.
Yes, we appreciate all of our listeners. We love our listeners. We love the interaction with in our text line, phone calls, emails when we're out and about. So we love all of our listeners and thank them so much. And just the interaction has been fantastic lately, and just keep it up. We love having fun with everyone, and we'll continue chatting with all of you. It is also World Standards Day, and it is raising the awareness need for global standardization of products and the importance on the economy. So yes, standards, basically making sure, basically like electronics, work the way they're supposed to, that they're safe, and other items that we use in our everyday life. And so it makes sense to have standards and to make sure things are safe before we use them, right? You don't want to be just plugging in that random phone charger you bought and then finding out 2 days later it overheats, and that's never good. So that's why they have these standards out there. We appreciate them, you know, as an IT guy as well. It's standardization and having those things is just, it's invaluable to say the least, Emily. Oh, it looks like we lost Emily, but as a reminder, it is National Dessert Day. And as I look at National Dessert Day today, I am looking at that delicious dessert that they have a picture of. It is chocolate cake with a bunch of cherries on it. Now, it's kind of funny because you can have anything as a dessert, and its calories don't count today. So if you're looking to have a dessert, today is the day to do that. Even donuts may be considered a dessert, so you know you could start your morning off with a little bit of donuts for breakfast, and then you could have cake for dessert, but obviously we do this in moderation. But desserts can be very tasty. It's something that is something that you can celebrate is pie as well. And so that is, you know, we love National Dessert Day, so that is something we celebrate. We're not celebrating it right at the moment. I don't have any desserts. Oh, wait. I have donuts in my office. So, yes, we have donuts. My in-laws grabbed those while they were at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Let me tell you, if you've not had a chance to have those donuts, please go try them out. They are something that are just absolutely amazing. There's lots of places you can go for cake, pie. And so, yes, it also is related to like National Cinnamon Roll Day, National Cake Day, National Cupcake Day. So go check those out. We thank all of our dessert makers as well. And so we appreciate them. We appreciate our desserts more than ever. And, you know, we just absolutely love our desserts. And again, you know, go try it out and let us know what you're having for dessert today. You can text us and let us know. 608-355-9970. You can always text us what you're having for dessert, maybe what you're going to have for dinner tonight with that dessert. I'm kind of curious what your favorite dessert is as well. Text us and let us know that as well. 608-355-9970 and text us and let us know what your favorite dessert may be. What is mine? There's so many to choose from. And that's one thing that I struggle with is when I get to a dessert, what I want to have for dessert. When I get to somewhere that has a dessert, you know, it just depends on what it is. So it could be pie. It could be cake. I mean, I absolutely love my desserts. And Emily, what's your favorite dessert? Well, we have just a couple of seconds left this morning.
Oh, man. I don't know. I'm not a super sweets eater, so I'm trying to think what I would get. I think I just have to go ice cream. Ice cream is always great, and there's so many different options. So it's not you don't have to be like leaning into the one thing. You can have all the things with a scoop of ice cream. So I'm going to have to say ice cream, and I lean into like coffee, chocolate chip, mint chocolate chip, you know, some stuff that isn't as sweet. So I'm just going to go ice cream. I do love a good like cherry and apple pie every now and again, though. We don't want to open up the can of worms about the cheese on the apple pie because that's just too much.
Yeah. I like cheese on my apple pie, but I just...
Right. Oh, good. We agree. Okay, cool. Yeah. I forgot if that was a thing or not. Yep. That's something to think about as we get closer into the fall holidays here, the apple pies and the cheese. I'm very excited. I'm going to Sky High to pick apples on Thursday. So I've never been there before and I cannot wait. So I'm looking forward to... Does anybody have any suggestions on how best to experience Sky High, let me know. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I nothing beats a warm apple pie. That is just one of my favorite pies in the world. Now I'm thinking about warm apple pie. Now go figure. Oh, my. That's all right. I'm going to go find some pie. It's breakfast. National dessert day.
Find some pie. Watch out, Log Cabin. You might be having a visit today. Yeah. They do have such good pies. Goodness gracious. Oh, my gosh.
So many places with great pies around here. And I just... I'm looking out the window scanning where I can go for some warm apple pie this morning. Any suggestions on that? You can text us and let us know as well. 608-355-9970. Emily, you'll be back with us tomorrow morning, 7:10 a.m. for more shenanigans.
Sweet. Everybody have a super great Tuesday. Enjoy that sunshine. Get some pie and love your life. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. I'll continue to hang out with you all until 11 o'clock. Well, unless I sneak away and get some warm apple pie this morning as well. National Dessert Day. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Oh, turn around. I just saw a garage sale sign. Sound familiar? October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and at Reedsburg Area Medical Center, our sign reads, "Schedule your mammogram." Early detection is the best prevention. You can't bargain or put a price tag on your health. Call Medical Imaging at 768-6229 to schedule your mammogram. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in breast health.
Hi, this is Sarah from the Jewelers Edge in downtown Baraboo, inviting you to join us for our Fall Vintage and Estate Jewelry Sale Friday, October 17th and Saturday, October 18th from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. If you love vintage and estate jewelry, don't miss this sale. Many pieces starting at just $300. Preview some of our stunning pieces by following us on Facebook and Instagram. The Jewelers Edge Vintage and Estate Jewelry Sale, October 17th and 18th at 416 Oak Street in downtown Baraboo. See you soon.
Whether it's day or night, hot flashes due to menopause can be unpredictable. That's why there's Veozah, a prescription treatment proven to reduce the number and severity of hot flashes day and night that can start working in as early as 1 week. Based on clinical studies measuring efficacy at 4 and 12 weeks, individual results may vary. Talk to your healthcare provider about what this may mean for you. For moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms or hot flashes and night sweats due to menopause, Veozah can cause serious side effects, including liver problems. Your doctor will do blood tests before and during treatment. Stop Veozah and call your doctor if you have symptoms of liver problems, such as feeling more tired than usual, decreased appetite, nausea, vomiting, itching, yellowing of the eyes or skin, pale stool, dark urine, or stomach pain. Don't use Veozah if you have cirrhosis, severe kidney problems, kidney failure, or take CYP1A2 inhibitors. Ask your doctor about Veozah. To learn more, call 1-866-239-1637 or go to Veozah.com. That's Veozah.
Stelozah.com. Paid for by Stellus Pharma.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
A big noise playing in the street. Gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place. Singing,
We will rock you. We will rock you.
Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street. Gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, you big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place.
We will rock you.
Sing it out.
We will rock you.
Buddy, you're an old man, poor man, pleading with your eyes. Gonna make you zombie someday. You got mud on your face, big disgrace. Somebody better put your bag into your place.
Paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime. And bad mistakes I've made a few. I've had my share. And everything that goes with it, I thank you all. But it's been no bed of roses.